Get your motor running, crushing on some hazies, looking for adventure, and whatever hops come our way, this is the perfect pour.
Man, easy riding Nick.
Take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Welcome
act
to...
Act naturally, would you?
Oh, all you got to do is act naturally. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the beers. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
Rad Stacy is... under the weather. I the best way I could describe it is she should be back next week, but just or maybe she'll be back later. I don't know. You never know. Don't be like, don't start tuning out. Start go changing the channel to sports radio or something. Yeah, don't start rumors that she's leaving. That's all right. We're just going to see if we can get by without Rad Stacy, but we will still show up and drink some beers, talk about the beers we were drinking last week and beers we're looking out for, and I feel confident our listeners will call us and let us know what's going on with them. And before the show, we had I'm still... actually actively drinking a Pulp Friction from Motorworks Brewing Company out of Bradenton, Florida. Florida.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
Bradenton.
6.8 on the AUX, 12-ounce can. Good movie reference for the title. It's got all the things in place for a hazy beer.
Checking
no,
all
actually, it's not. It's like a grapefruity West Coast. Not really hazy. I mean, it's not super clear, but it's also not a hazy. It's a grapefruit IPA, which I'm actually fine with grapefruit IPAs in like one out of every six IPAs. I'll take a grapefruit one. I wouldn't have them... as my standard, but I don't mind mixing them in there. How are you on your grapefruit IPAs, Nick? Your opinion.
I could do two in a row and then take a break.
Yeah.
So maybe your 1 in 6 average is accurate.
Yeah, it's like there's several styles that I'm like, okay, this is good. This one time. Now I'm ready to move on, and I'll revisit this style in a few weeks.
We will see you soon.
Doesn't mean
but
I
not
don't,
too soon.
Yeah, doesn't mean I don't like it. It just means I don't need it every time. What do you got there, Nick?
So grapefruit sculpin, that was...
oh, that was excellent, man. I'm not saying I don't... like I said, I like them. Yeah. I just don't...
okay.
I just don't need them regularly, like all every day.
You'd have one of those and then back to a regular sculpin.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Give me that regular sculpin now.
Regular sculpin. What about watermelon sculpin?
No.
Never did it.
Never did it, man. Never did that watermelon sculpin. Never got that crazy, you know?
That's too crazy, man.
It's too crazy. You're crazy. I was like, before the whole Constellation buyout, mm-hmm. I was getting into... now I can't remember the name of the beer. Another Ballast Point IPA... what was another one?
Oh, was it another fish?
Yeah.
Fish name.
Was it Big Fish? Is that right?
Mm, No.
No. I don't know. Somebody look it up. Where's our historian?
Name all the Ballast Point beers now.
Now, somebody start naming them. No. No.
That's not it.
Yeah, that one. So wait, did we say what you're drinking next?
No, I'm avoiding the...
Oh, you're embarrassed?
Avoiding the topic. I don't think... Oh, man. Grunion?
Yeah, I think it was Grunion. Maybe. I don't know.
Hoppy Doesn't Pale matter. Ale. The Hoppy Pale Ale.
Yeah, I think it was Grunion.
I am drinking an Italian Pilsner from Red Bus, which is out of Folsom. And this is Birra Romeo. It's a collab with Visconti's Ristorante.
Visconti's Ristorante.
Una collaborazione. Exclusiva.
Ooh, 4.8
bucks. It's not bad at all. My standard my measuring stick for Italian Pilsners is Peroni, so
yeah.
Not a high bar, but it is a bar nonetheless.
It's a bar.
You
feel your heritage coming through, shining through.
Si. Mi scalpa le pasta. Io sono la birra.
It's me, Frank Costanza.
What?
No. When Frank goes back to Italy and to see his cousin, and his cousin doesn't recognize him, says he's a different name. Giuseppe.
It's me, a Giuseppe.
Seinfeld reference. Nick, do you have something to start us off with culturally?
Yeah, it's a beer festival season.
Oh, wow.
So as of right now, we've missed
your drinking shoes on.
Highly coveted Fig Garden Village.
Oh shit!
Craft beer festival.
It happened this week.
It was the 9th of May.
Oh, oops! Oopsie!
Whoops! Whoopsie poopsie! Yeah, I don't know why they pick Thursday nights to do all the Fig Garden events.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's
because the people that work in Fig Garden don't want to work on the weekends and. the staff, they're like, we're not going to put on something on the weekend. That means I'd have to come back here.
Yeah, I'm done with this place. I've pissed off enough silver hairs in one day.
Well, I mean, the fig gigs usually like a Thursday, right, or something.
Fig gigs usually on Thursday.
So they like to do Thursday things.
Maybe that's the only thing I'm thinking of that's on a Thursday. Oh man, my keys frozen already.
This is a shopping center in our area of town.
This is not
folks.
Festival grounds. This is a shopping center.
That is.
And please purchase your wares and leave.
It has the beer notable places for local referencing. It has the Whole Foods and Out of the Barrel is in this shopping center.
Yes.
I saw Hoppy Libations there one day.
Right?
Yeah,
but she was just hanging out.
I'm just hanging out.
It's what you do when you come to Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we missed one.
We missed that one. Yep, spoiler alert.
FWIB is coming.
Is the what?
FWIB. Firestone Walker Invitational.
No, we haven't missed that one yet.
No, but I mean it's coming. We're gonna be there, and as a representing you know.
Yeah, we have media passes again.
Yeah,
well, Stacy. One of us has media passes.
Rad Stacy and likely probably Rad Doug will be representing the show this year.
Yes.
Going to
I was
going to
try and go, but I think I have another
commitment.
A prior engagement.
Oh, a prior engagement.
Yeah, it might be Volkswagens. Who knows?
I am priorly engaged in Volkswagening.
Priorly engaged. No pets. No dogs. Yeah, so FWIB is happening. The Central Valley Brew Fest is May 11th.
Yeah, we're talking about there was drunk talk last week of taking Amtrak up there.
Doing dive beers on an Amtrak.
Go!
Oh! What did you open? I cannot see it on the video.
We mean video. We're in the studio. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
This is Red Right Return from Marker Brewing. It's an Irish red ale that I'm drinking.
Oh, I think I do have that one.
Weeki Wachee, Florida.
That's another made up
Hoppy
one.
Libations.
I think Hoppy's making her own labels.
She's like just making gimmick joke labels with their printer.
She's all, let's type this name, Weeki Wachee.
It's a red ale. It's rusty. Not bad though. So what else? FWIB.
FWIB. The Elusive Fig Garden Beer Festival. Oh, and then if you're ever interested in going far, far away. Where is this one? Damn it, I got everything but where it's at. It's the oldest beer festival. It started in 1886. It's the International Brewing Awards. They will judge over 600 beers. It's the largest brew festival in the world. And they don't tell me where it's at.
It's where? I'm going to say Germany.
Could be.
Although they're just all about Oktoberfest, so.
Maybe it's not like at one place. Maybe just everybody submits their beers.
Denmark.
Come on, Forbes. Tell me where this place is at.
Our friends in Iceland or Holland. Or big in Copenhagen.
Yeah, this doesn't tell me where the judging takes place, but they get entries from around the world, obviously, if it's this big. They also do ciders, but meh, who cares? So I don't know, but this is the oldest beer festival, started in 1886.
I would think...
Can you believe it?
I would think there would be one older than 1886, you know?
Oh, you think...
I mean, I basically...
on the IPA boat?
I kind of remember that festival starting, so can't be that old. The first real festival was the IPA Boat Festival from England to India. It was just a freaking weeks-long festival around the Cape Horn, and just partying all the way out to India. Non-stop, man. I mean, you had to do like a little bit of ship work during it, you know.
You had to hoist some outriggers.
Yeah, you have to hoist some stuff and like move some sails around to the other way. And
check your jib. And
some guy had to sit up there in the the little lookout spot.
The crow's nest.
Crow's nest, thank you. And then be all, like, I don't see anything right now. I'll let you guys know. And then hopefully you have a beer up there in the crow's nest. You can just be like,
ah, it's in England.
There you go.
It's in England.
It's in England. It's where Ringo is.
Upon Trent.
It's where Ringo, it's me, Ringo. I'll be at the beer festival this year.
Ripping off more Buck Owens, dude.
Yeah. And we play more Bakersfield sound songs that they won't tell them it's from Bakersfield.
Tailgate reference.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of the breweries. They're gonna make a big brewer out of me. And all I gotta do is brew hazies.
That's how you win awards.
Bom, 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 bom.
Brew some hazies.
If you listen to the tailgate, this makes sense. Otherwise, you're just like, what are they doing?
It might not be any better, but at least it makes sense.
We're just, you know, just talking about the Beatles doing
this
Act
is
Naturally.
What happens when we're
unsupervised. And I was like, that's a Buck Owens song. And Nick's like, what are you talking about? No.
Blew my mind. Blowing my mind.
Buck Owens from Bakersfield. It was all Bakersfield Sound. It was like Bakersfield Sound was like the anti Nashville sound.
Yeah.
So like they were like Bakersfield Sound was like the Seattle of country at the time.
It all went down at the Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
You too can drive Buck Owens Boulevard.
Wonder what kind of beer they got at Crystal Palace.
Oh man, yeah. You think it'd be Coors, but it's probably something like Olympic.
I just wanted to be able to play the tangent at least once.
Are we not doing our job? Are we doing?
Yeah, I mean that wasn't quite enough of a tangent, but it was close enough. And I don't want to miss out. I want to go a whole episode without
like
using
nobody's watching us. We could tangent the entire episode if we wanted to.
Yeah,
and yet here we are staying on topic.
What any other festivals you gotta alert us to right now?
No, that's all.
I feel like
that's all my festival talk.
Probably a Chicago one or something.
Probably. Do you want more?
I just.
Coachella happened. I wonder what kind of beer they had at Coachella.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
Did you see the Sublime thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His son saw it. I saw where Blur basically broke up, or like, I think they were going to break up anyway, but then they played Coachella and like the audience is just like, meh. Like, we don't really know who you are. And the Blur singer is just like, you guys can go fuck yourselves and we're not playing anymore.
Fine. I'm going back to do more Gorillaz stuff for you.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, we know that.
Let's see. The Maryland Craft Beer Festival is going to happen soon.
Oh, for
you want to go to Maryland?
East Coast listeners.
How about Maryland beers? Nobody ever talks about Maryland. It's also Saturday, May 11th.
Do you have a Maryland rep?
Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, Frederick, Maryland. Is that what the state's named after? Some guy?
Sir Frederick, Maryland.
We shall name this whole state after you, sir.
Thank you for saving us one IPA boat beer.
Yes. One day we'll have a festival in your name.
Oh, the Minnesota Craft Beer Festival.
Oh, yeah, there. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of lagers up here.
It's not till August 17th.
Oh, no, yeah, it's right there at the end there, right before, right when school gets going again, you can have a beer.
It's at a baseball field. Would you go if it's at a baseball field?
Oh, yeah, there. If you build it, they will drink, you know? You get a bit of... You just got to put a couple tables out there and some gigs and all the jockey boxes there and then show up. Start
the
drinking.
Jockey boxes.
It's a good time.
I have not heard of one of these breweries.
Boo. Oh, Nick hasn't heard of them. You suck.
You suck.
What are you even doing?
Have you heard of Copperwing?
No.
Oh, that's a distillery. Never mind.
Yeah, that's why I'll pay attention to distilleries, Nick.
Union 32 Craft House?
No.
Lucy Lion Brewing Company?
No.
Wooden Ship Brewing Company?
Wooden Ship? Oh!
Oh, I wonder what... I wonder what... I see what you did there.
It's getting close.
Wooden Ship. Uncommon Loon?
You're an uncommon loon, aren't you?
Quite an uncommon loon.
Quite an uncommon loon.
Oh, wait, maybe I have. Have we heard of Invictus Brewing Company before?
It sounds familiar, but...
It does sound
familiar. I don't know if it sounds familiar because of a brewery, though.
Ah, okay. Geisenbrau. Geisenbrau.
Geisenbrau.
Geisenbrau.
Oh, yeah, they're the Geisenbrau. We went over there. They won't let you bring in your hot wings in there.
Your hot wings.
We had to go. We had to leave there.
Broken Clock Brewing.
No.
Fat Pants Brewing.
No. What about Parachute Pants Brewing?
Parachute Pants Brewing. The 90s called... They want their pants back.
They want their brewery name back.
Blacklist Brewing.
No.
Is Minnesota like just do whatever the hell Minnesota wants, or are we living in a vacuum?
Both.
Okay. Check.
Yeah, we got to start getting our ear to the track here on
the Minnesota craft.
The breweries out there.
Untapped Market.
Untapped. I've heard of Untapped.
Decatur Beer Festival.
Decatur.
Decatur Area Arts Council Craft Beer Festival. This is Decatur? Also Saturday, May 11th. Apparently.
Where is this? Where's Decatur?
May 11th is festival day. It is the day. It is the most perfect day to have a beer festival.
Well, I mean, the weather's usually good. So, there's that.
You get a souvenir glass. Unlimited powers.
Uh-oh. Are you going to say unlimited pours?
Yeah, unlimited tasting.
Wow. So that must be nice. I'd have to ask somebody like Rad Stacy question, but like, I wonder if it's better that you don't have to worry about how much you pour to somebody and like... You know, how high the glass and how many times or whatever. If it's unlimited, I assume you can just like pour it to the top, fill it to the top. And you would think it'd be easier than having to regulate, but then also it could turn into a shit show if everyone's just like unlimited. Like by hour, like the end of hour two must be like, fuck it, unlimited power. Unlimited power! Star Wars reference. you're just walking around shooting force lightning out of your fingers
after
a couple hours. You probably have a cut. It's probably not. It's probably a 2-hour festival.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. It's either the size or the time that's limited.
Yeah, something.
Because I'm betting if it's like 40, 50 people, yeah, sure, go for it. Unlimited tasting.
Yeah, go on. A
couple hundred people, probably not a good idea.
Eventually, you get to a point where at Fresno's beer festival, where you have to have riot police push everyone out of the stadium.
Nobody
wants to leave.
Oh, I was not there for that.
Yeah, I was there. That was the last. I think it was the last Suds in the city.
Is that why they moved to the Globes?
Yeah, it was a line of police and a riot gear.
Oh,
like
great.
They formed like a human line to like just like basically motivate everyone out of the stadium because nobody was leaving. Like, yeah, this is still great. And we're like, we're not pouring beer anymore. Attention.
Like, this is still awesome. If you noticed. Please note.
This is still our attention, festival goers. There's no more beer here. Please leave.
But this is still awesome.
Fucking leave. All right, thanks, Mike.
Give us more beer. Can we get a ride? Hey, can we get a ride?
Hey, man. Guy on the voice thing. Can we get a ride?
Get a ride.
The Uber won't.
Won't pick me up.
I have 1.5 stars on Uber.
They keep canceling my request.
All my reviews are, this man will throw up in your car. Do not pick him up.
Dude,
no, man, that was... No, man, come on.
It was an accident.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was a guy before me, and he thought it was me that threw up. It wasn't me. I didn't do that. Hold on.
Just throw up on my shoe.
No. That's gotta be wild.
Yeah.
That's picking up a
character reenactment of an actual event.
Yeah. After all this festival season, that the mess that is trying to catch a car after everyone's letting out of the festival.
Based on actual
Madhouse.
Fresno, California, 2005.
Yeah, it's better to just go wander the streets after festival. Nothing can go on.
You'll find street meat eventually.
Yeah, some dude in the cart will be there around some point. Ching, 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 ching. Oh, yeah! Steak sandwiches from a ice cream cart. Fuck yeah!
Dude, you saved my night.
Yes. Man, those sausages smell good though. After a concert,
they know what they're doing. You get out of a concert and buy a $5 T-shirt and a $7 hot dog, and you're golden.
Yeah. Oh, hey, man, come on! It's the same shirt you can get in there. But
same thing.
That says Pearl Jam with a G. No.
How do you pronounce that? Good gam?
Pearl gam.
It's a hard G. Jam.
Oh, no. This is what they're selling in there. They changed their name.
They changed them in there, too. You know that crap. That's my culture,
all
man.
All right.
Well, yeah, I'm going to save the rest for Ben Cott because I have some interesting culture.
Cott drinking. Well, no. Well, oh, yeah. Okay. You're good.
Cop been drinking.
I really screwed up last week.
Okay.
This is in the newspaper where the next day's paper has the corrections from mess up. I have a correction. Last episode was episode 559. We really missed the boat on that. We will never have 559 again.
Oh man.
All right. If you don't know, Fresno's area code is 559. And we had episode 559 last week, and it just went completely unacknowledged.
I was not let down until right now.
It's maybe the worst thing we've done as a show.
Our whole lives have
erupted. Yeah, we were waiting 558 episodes to get to that point, and we completely ignored it.
Thanks, Star Wars Day.
Yeah. So, in case there was anybody out there that caught that, just know that now I caught it as I was editing the show. I was like, oh, shit. That was 559.
What number is it?
So, we're on 560.
So many references. You guys don't even know.
Could have had a whole thing. Could have been a whole thing. And we screwed it up, man.
Yep. Way to go, us.
Mr. Brewdog himself, James from the Brewdog, is stepping down from his role as the head honcho role, saying to doing the old shtick of, you know, wanting to spend more time with the people of the, you know, kind of thing. So I think maybe everyone just kind of figures it's just too much. Over the years, it's just been too much muckety muck with Brewdog and James and all that stuff.
Drugged through the mud often. And maybe some of it's their fault. Maybe not.
But yeah, so James, hello, how are ya? Is stepping down as the big boss. All our beers, all our craft beer celebs are just almost gone now. All we have is Dogfish Head guy.
your favorite,
Sam Colicione. He's like the only one out there doing stuff. And then he sold out. Yeah. He sold to Boston Beer Company. He's just like hanging out in like a, I don't know, like, you know, he's like the guy that never leaves college kind of role. Like, yeah, this is my 15th year at City College.
he's retired into, he's going back to school. He's essentially Rodney Dangerfield at this point.
So he's like our only beer celeb left that's actually doing, like, out there doing stuff. Yeah. All our craft beer celebs have all just
waned away. Was it Ken Grossman, Sierra Nevada? He's like quietly stepped away, but
isn't he letting like his son run things now or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. See, that's the thing. He just took a step back and lets everybody guess what he's doing.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then
making waves, but he's also not.
The Lagunitas guy was a big deal, and he was the big indie guy, anti-corporate, and then he sold to Heineken, and we never heard from him again. Greg Stone. Don't hear from him. He was a big deal. Don't hear from him anymore. Like all our celebs and the Boston Beer Company guy. We don't hear from him anymore. They're still there, but
no, they replaced him with AI cousin from Boston.
Cousin from Boston is like our only guy now.
He's small the face boss, of the
a marketing guy, a character created, is now our beer celebrity. And so, where have all our beer celebs gone? To reference a Van Halen.
That's what's
song.
Wrong with, yeah.
Where have our beer celebs gone?
Nobody knows.
Man, so sad.
It's over.
over. I mean, we still got Chew Your Beer. Chew Your Beer is still out there.
So the influencers are now the new beer
now the
icons.
Influencers are the icons. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of somebody that's still somebody outside of San Cruz out there like participating. Vinny for Russian Vinny and Mrs. Vinny.
Mrs. Vinny.
are out there.
Natalie?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Natalia? I don't know.
They're still out there. I mean, they're still doing the same thing they always do. So, I mean, cheers to them, but they're always just, you know, being, you know, normal people and they're a normal, nice couple in beer. They're not doing anything less or more. So, yeah, we've got, I don't know, somebody's got to step it up. Somebody's got to be a big character. That's when craft beer is back, is when we all know who the head brewers and owners are again. And then American Craft Beer Week is 13th through the 19th. So, and I think the Brewers Association would like you to sort of remind you of the importance of tap rooms and beer gardens as a third space. So remember how, you know, craft breweries provide a third space for those.
That's a pre-COVID term for those of you.
Like just like how we met, we were able to meet Hoppy Libations at Out of the Barrel, which is an all ages place to hang out at. And, you know, if a bar you can't do, they can't bring your baby in the bar and you can't just hang. It's not like a relaxing, nice, positive vibe environment necessarily to hang out in and be a space like that. So it is nice to sort of remind ourselves how beer gardens and tap rooms provide a fun place to just meet people at. You know, you can't really do that at a restaurant because, you're having a meal, but you're having a meal and then the restaurant usually wants you to get the fuck out after you've eaten. And, a tap room, nobody's really.
Stay longer.
It's fine until trivia shows up and is like, "Are you using this table? Because trivia. Because are you playing trivia? I'm like, no. We kind of need this table, guys. But you know, if we get trivia out of the tap rooms, we could just hang out.
Is that the goal for 25? Is to get trivia out?
Yeah, let's just like, come on, man. Can we just hang out?
Can we go back to just hanging out? Do we have to know things and drink beer?
Make me think. Like, can we just get events at tap rooms that doesn't involve us having to do stuff? just some sort of excuse to get people there, because I did notice at Out of the Barrel when we were there with Hoppy, that they were doing trivia. It was trivia night.
Yes, it was Tuesday trivia night,
and we were just conducting our business. Like it seemed, there was I was just looking around and gauging, and there was about six people look like involved in the trivia, like actually paying attention, which is fine. Yeah. But like, so those, and they didn't look like people that would just be there anyway. They like look like they came.
Oh, they came for the trivia.
They look like they came for the trivia. So I respect that trivia brings people to a tap room that probably would have just stayed home. So,
Like, but see, lucky for us, it's patio season, so we had a space to retreat to that was
we didn't have to, like,
shirt trivia infiltrate
take into the center, mess up the trivia, but also still not be annoyed by the trivia. But so I respect it as a thing that, like, gets some people in the door that wouldn't normally be there, but maybe we can just think of something for people to come out, just like a real, like, oh, Tuesday night is whatever, it's sausage night, or something, just something for people to come out. Like, all right, you know what? They got sausages going on there. Let's go down.
Brats, what's going
on? Yeah, let's go down, check it out, see what kind of guys that sausage night brings out.
Yeah.
So
that's the night we should go.
We definitely got to go on sausage night because all kinds of stuff happens.
Oh, so do they provide the roller and you bring your sausage to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They allow on sausage night, they allow outside rollers to come in. Normally they don't. But like, hey, it's sausage night. We'll provide some outlets for you guys to bring your own rollers.
Like, oh, the roller festival.
Yeah.
There's an untapped market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like roller show.
Roller show. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got tricked out rollers and
pimping out their rolling machines.
Mm-hmm.
One's gold plated.
Gold. I feel like that would melt. I don't know. I'm not sure what the melting point. I'm just sure the melting point.
Below gold melting, but above food safe temperatures. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're
driving? We encourage you, the listener, to be on this show. If you would like to be on the show, you can call us 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line we have set up just for you to call and leave a message. It's there 24/7. Whenever you feel like calling it, it'll just go to the voicemail and you can ask us something you want us to talk about in the show, or if there's something in your beer scene that you kind of want people to know about. That kind of fun kind of thing. You can call us with that, or you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And you can email, just write us an email or send an audio to that. And all the stuff is in the show notes in case you want to go. And didn't want to write everything down. I was just saying right now. Whoops. Oh, dang it. I didn't mean to do that.
It's the end of the show.
No. Never. It's never going to end.
Go.
It's the show that never
What
ends.
Did you open, Nick?
I found my version, my allotment of Pulp Friction.
Oh, see, you didn't think you had it.
Didn't think? Oh. I see what you're saying about the grapefruit now.
Yeah, grapefruit is,
it is very
present.
Yeah, very grapefruity. Very heavy aroma. Lots of aroma.
Aroma. Let's start with traditional voicemails. What is this? Oh my gosh. It's her.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Corey out of Oregon in Portland. Had a great weekend. A bunch of guys came into town. Pittsburgh Tom, Radar, Junior, Ants, and Kent and Lori came down from Seattle. We went out to the coast, went to DeGard's 11th anniversary, a nice little sour brewer out there in Tillamook. Had a lot of fun. It was great seeing everybody. Had too many beers. But
never too many.
Still super fun. Lots of stouts, lots of good sours. Everybody hung out, came back to Portland, hit up a few more breweries and stuff, and then everybody took off pretty much last night. But it was a long, awesome weekend of great beer drinking and everybody, hope they made it home safe, and keep the good work. Portland.
Bye. Look at the Pittsburgh Tom tour. West Coast touring. Going out in the Oregon coast there. That's something I haven't gotten to do. I've been to Portland many times, but I haven't gotten to go out to the coast. My significant other has gone to Pelican Brewing and all that cool stuff on the coast, but I've never gone.
Wow.
No, I'm not as cool as Pittsburgh Tom.
Yeah. Not cool, man. Not cool.
That's all hard to do. Traditionals.
Let's go. Guys, can you hear me?
I can, Scotty B.
What?
So, hey, I'm not doing so great with keeping up, but I have listened to half of the latest show. It was just at the part where I was about to play the voicemails. But I got falling behind, and I'm not keeping up with leaving a voicemail every week.
Man, yeah, what
I'm
happened?
To myself. I feel a lot of shame. But I do want to comment on a few things that have been said recently on the show. Like, right before the voicemails and the latest show, I was talking about hop conservation and stuff like that. So, a couple things. One thing is I want to make a beer, a homebrew beer, that is a tribute to Hildegard von Bingham, the first person who wrote down putting hops in beer. She was a nun about 1,000 years ago. First person to ever, like, record doing that. And I'm going to use hops. Like, I'm not going to use hops. But I'm wondering, should I, like, I don't want to, like, be tied to a West Coast IPA or a New England IPA. Obviously, an IPA is the best route to go to showcase hops. But I don't want to be, like, chained to, like, New England IPAs have become so sweet and, like, there's no bitterness at all, and hops offer bitterness. I want it to have it all. So I think it's going to be like a hybrid of a New England IPA and a regular American or West Coast IPA, but I don't know yet. Other thing I want to say about that, conservation of hops. So hops. So hops can give you flavors and aroma, and, of course, bitterness, that you can also get from other sources. I mean, you can get bitterness from all kinds of things. You can get bitterness from orange peels along with the citrusy flavors and aroma from orange peels. You could get herbal spiciness from yarrow and wormwood and all kinds of stuff, mugwort, you name it. You can get resinous, dank, piney characters from, yes, marijuana, but also pine needles. Pine needles are edible. You can put pine needles in your hops.
No, they're not.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of things people can use, but the thing about hops is you can get it all in hops. There's, like, so many varieties of hops, and you can use them in so many ways. But you can use all kinds of different ingredients to get the same effect that you can get from one ingredient. And that's, I think, is the appeal of hops. Just my two cents there. But, hey, maybe breweries will start doing these. They won't be using hops as much. And they'll be using, you know, orange and tangelo and grapefruit zest. And they'll be using pine needles, and they'll be using all kinds of crazy stuff. They'll be using actual tropical fruits to get those notes they used to be able to get from hops, from that triple dry hopping. They'll just actually use the food product that it tasted and smelled like. I don't know. That's all I really got. Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. Thanks, Scotty B. Good, some good knowledge, good brewer knowledge about alternatives to hops and how convenient hops are.
Convenience.
Convenience. Thanks, Scotty.
It's got to be.
Greetings, Perfect Pour. Long time no call. It's XL. Whereas when I first started calling some 400 plus episodes ago, it's Stu's dad, as he used to call me.
Anyway, hey, that's Stu's dad.
The other day,
why is Stu's dad calling?
It's been almost a year since I last left a message, so I thought I'd call.
Wow.
Especially last week, Psycho Bear started talking about being the oldest caller. So I had to kind of like dial in and challenge him on that.
Ooh.
I think I might be the oldest caller. In a couple weeks, it's my birthday, and I'm going to be starting my sixth decade revolving around the sun. That's right, I'm going to turn 60 at the end of the month. So, I don't know. Do I qualify as the oldest caller? The oldest listener? I don't know. Old people, sign in. Tell us how old you are.
Old people.
Tell us what you're drinking. honestly, I haven't been drinking all that much beer lately. I'm kind of bored with a lot of it, honestly. I've been sticking to some of the classics or the things that I know I like. Looking for something new maybe to go with. Although, I'm always drinking plenty of bourbon. So there's that. Anyway, hey, cheers guys. Like I said, been a while. Just want to say, hey, still there. I usually show up on the Friday night Zooms. If you've never been on a Friday night Zoom, get the digits. Join us. It's kind of fun. We got people from East Coast, the West Coast, and all in between. It's a good time. We talk about beer. We talk about other stuff. It's kind of fun. Join the party. I guess that's it for me. Old guys rock. That's it, yeah. Hey, cheers to the Zoomers, my fellow Zoomers. Everybody, you know who you are. That's it. I'll talk to you guys another time. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Good to hear from XL.
I'm in the desert.
Phoenix, man. Phoenix. False ending.
Phoenix region.
Phoenix region.
Phoenix region.
Phoenix.
Yeah, the Zoom... The Zoom's fun there. If you want to get on there, just hang out. My favorite part of the Zoom is that when somebody passes out on the camera.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
What happens?
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
I did, but luckily I wasn't on camera. Like, thankfully, I was off camera. But I did, like... I have my open webcam was just open there going.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, well, it's been like 2 hours. I'm going to guess something happened to Mikey.
Damn it.
So, yeah. See, a lot of times it happens. It'll just be somebody just like be like with their mouth open. Just like.
Me, 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 me.
That's the best part. Just show up for that. If nothing else, if you want to find out more, go on the Discord, somebody like started like a side project of the Discord because we're so inept at like keeping up with it that like somebody had to like go in and like make a different room so that they could control it more and like post more things because we weren't participating enough. So there is like another room now. Like Hoppy clued me into that. I wasn't even paying attention because I would go on the Discord and be like, nothing was happening. I was like, I guess everyone sort of figured out that I wasn't doing enough on there. And they're just like, whatever. But like, there's a whole nother channel going that's like completely totally active, and it's got the uniques board and everything. You're not even making this is just like a top 18 uniques, and I'm just barely hanging in the 18. You're not even in there, Nick. You're not
I
even
was gonna there. Say I doubt I'm even so, nobody remembers me anymore.
The Discord's still active. It's just like a different channel. So if you were trying to figure that out, message somebody. We'll get you in there and get you in on the whole Discord hangout Friday night. It's a party. You got no one else to party with. You can party with Perfect Board listeners on the internet.
Ooh. Sounds like a triple.
Oh, yeah?
I love gold!
I don't think so. No, it's a single. West Coast IPA, a 7.1 Alker. This is another Hoppy Libations donation. The other West Coast, meaning the West Coast of Florida.
I liked that one
from Escape Brewing.
Trying to influence your opinion on
it. West Coast. Yeah, we'll see if I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's West Coast.
I had mine already.
Oh, that is a good aroma. I'll give it that. Right off the bat. It's got the aroma working for it.
Yeah, boy.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Reporters? It's true you be here. I haven't called in a while. Last time I called in was for Colin, calling him a spa paw. So here's a quick little rundown of what has happened. I think it's been more than a month since I called in.
Come on, Chew.
First thing is I got really sick. I was shitting out of my face and pissing out of my ass for like 5 days. After that, I didn't have beer for 13 days because the doctor told me no alcohol for 13 days because of the medication.
On
the 13th and a half day, the wife took me to a brewery and she said anywhere I wanted to go. So I chose Creature Comfort in downtown LA.
SoCal Creature Comfort.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to enjoy it. Beautiful location, beautiful building, great front patio. And I didn't get to walk in, like I said. It was 5 p.m. around dusk or dawn or whatever you call it, dusk to dawn. So it was dawn, I guess. So all the shops were closed. All their rolling doors were locked.
Already?
And it was just like a zombie apocalypse. Trash all over, crackheads, homeless. You know, I even told the wife I'll drop her off in the front and then I would walk to her, find parking. She wouldn't let me do that. She didn't want me walking through this chaos. So we actually ended up skipping and not going there. We ended up at the Glendale Tap Room. It's one of my favorite beer bars. Luckily, we walked in and they had a Highland Park and Everywhere Beer Tap Takeover. And they had a Volkswagen Beetle Volkswagen car meetup. Like 80, 70.
They didn't tell Nick.
It sent some pictures to Nick. So that was fun. And it's because of that day, I'm starting to realize that I think I enjoy beer bars more than I do a brewery because I have a wider selection of not only just that beer, but beers from different areas. Like the Glendale Tap has Russian River, Jester King, Wayfinder, what else? An array of San Diego beer, a plethora of LA beer. So my options are, you know, they have 72 taps. So, and you can drink bottles and cans too. So, it's just, I think I'm falling in love with beer tap rooms more than I would with the brewery just for that reason. You know, it's an amazing atmosphere. So, what say you? Do you prefer a brewery or a beer tap place location? So we talked about that. I guess I got one more thing I can talk about, and that would be podcasts. Mikey, I think Mikey can really understand where I'm coming from. I've been a podcast listener since day one. Since, you know, you can get it on your iPod.
Been a podcaster since day one.
Podcast because of the iPod. I think that's where the terminology came. So my beef with the word podcast, I don't have a beef with the podcast. I think my beef is with YouTubers calling their TV shows on YouTube a podcast. I don't think they're a podcast. I think they're just YouTube show.
Yeah.
Or YouTube, whatever you want to call it. If it's not a podcast, I think a podcast is just audio, really no visual. It's just an audio format and I get to listen to it. Not even live. You pre-record it and you put it out on the interwebs. And then I get it in my iPod. So I think I have a problem with jumper. What is it? No Jumper, American Cholo. There's other podcasts. There I go. They're not podcasts. They're fucking YouTube video shows. And then they put it out on a podcast streaming network and then call it a podcast. So I hate it that they interview each other and they're talking, oh, my podcast. It's not a podcast. Mikey, am I wrong for that?
Am I wrong or correct? You're correct.
A podcast is what you do, where you pre-record and you put it out. There's no visuals. Sometimes you do visuals, but that's just because that's second nature to what you're actually doing.
Right.
I podcasted in the past, and it was all audio. There was no video. So what say you? What do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Or just being an old guy? If I find anything else, I apologize for the length of this voicemail, homies, but it is what it is. Apologies. All right. I'm looking forward to January 15th.
All right, cut you off. You're not on the show right now.
Independent Beer Festival in Long Beach again.
Oh,
if y'all are going, follow me on Instagram at OGTV_. I put out a link. You'll see Robin and Ants, myself, my wife, and my son. My boy Marvelous Marvin and his girl. Marvelous Marvin came with me to Tioga Sequoia. There's other people that will be there. So if you're going to be there, let me know. DM me. And I'll buy you a beer at the beer festival. All right, homies. This is Chew Your Beer. And a podcast is audio file only.
Yeah.
No video.
Yeah.
I do watch you. Peace out.
Peace out, you. I want to be at this Long Beach Beer Festival. Nick, you didn't tell me about it. Now I can't plan it. Now I'm not going to be able to go.
It's not on the calendar.
You didn't put it out there. This is my old home turf for a while there, man. I want to go.
Blame the Bing search engine for not bringing it to my
table. Usually Bing is like, gives you all this. I use Yahoo, but you use Bing. That's fine. I use AOL search.
AOL search. Netscape.
Mm-hmm.
Netscape Navigator, please.
I use my Angel Fire, Wiffle Ball Angel Fire website. Oh, I use the search on there.
How many breweries are on Friendster?
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Chew. Yes, I agree. You're not, if you're a YouTube show, you can't say like, oh, the ball got like, no. Like the same way, to choose pour, the same way I've put up some of the Perfect Pours stuff on YouTube. And I didn't say like, oh, we're YouTubers. I'm just saying like, we're putting some stuff up there for podcast listeners to look at on YouTube that is available. I don't go around saying like, oh, we have a YouTube show too, or I'm a YouTuber. I'm not a YouTuber. We're not a YouTuber. I'm not a YouTuber. I put stuff on YouTube. The same way a YouTube show might have an audio version that they can, maybe they'll say it's a podcast, but it's not a podcast. A podcast, if you're directly, you're, mission of the show is to be a podcast first. Like you're putting your stuff out there as a podcast, and then you also put it on YouTube, then you're a podcaster. That's fine. But if you're a YouTube show that puts out that puts the audio from your YouTube show as a podcast, and you're not a podcaster, you're just putting it out there as available. So it's either or, man. Either your YouTube show or a podcast. Which one do you want to be?
Yeah.
And
that's like when they used to call podcast radio shows.
Right. Well, at the beginning, we had to like mention radio. Like we had to explain everything. Because I've been podcasting since it was invented by the MTV VJ. God, Adam Carolla's name keeps blocking my mind from accessing the MTV guy's name. But Flowing with Famous, which is another podcast I'm on, those that you don't know, it's a podcast about Fresno. That show, I didn't start it, but other people started it, like Reed, who is an ex-bandmate of Nicholas here. Reed, Jarrah, and Malcolm Sosa started a show called Flowing with Famous, and it was actually before the podcasting was coined. Adam Curry. There you go. My mind finally found his name. And then... Yeah. Adam Curry and this other guy he started his show with, which he still does, by the way, I believe. They sort of like, they're the ones that kind of organized podcasting as like, okay, we're going to, there's RSS feed and like people are going to be able to access these shows through RSS feeds. And then Apple came along and was like, how about we post them to this channel and call it podcasts. Okay. And then that's sort of that combination of Adam Curry and Apple sort of started podcasting, but people were posting audio shows before Apple came along, which I've been here doing that since that. So, but anyway, thanks for Chew for letting me strut around with my old man podcasting braggadociousness. But yeah, I'm with you, Chew. Either choose one or the other. A radio show doesn't say we're a pod, like they'll say like, oh, we've got a podcast. Like they're a radio show that you can maybe access as a podcast, but it's still a radio show. So, like, own up to what you are. You're a YouTuber, you're a podcaster, or you're a radio show. What are you? And then also, there's another thing Chew was asking as well. Now I forget. See, Chew?
Oh, the beer bar versus the
brewery. Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm kind of agreeing with him that the beer bar is the way to go, which is why I recommended when like Hoppy touched down in Fresno. I said, you know, Fresno has some good breweries now, but we could cover a lot more ground at a beer bar.
Yeah.
Being her first time in Fresno.
Yeah, and it was a good choice because, yeah, like I said, you can like, yeah, if you just want to like, let me hit on a variety of things, then you want to be in a beer bar. And, but also the brewery is sort of.
Well, and knowing she was going to hit all the breweries too on her own. Yeah,
that makes a difference.
Yeah, so that wasn't completely an issue for in her case.
Yeah, it sort of depends on the just the same way if you're gonna have to have oh my god, now I can't even think of this term. I hate my brain when I try and access names after I've had a couple of beers. Situational. Jesus, I couldn't get situational. You know, when you're having a situational beer, it's the same way with the brewery / beer bar. Like, if I want to also, like, Hoppy's in town, you gotta, if you're gonna come through Fresno as a listener of the Perfect Pour for the first time, you gotta go to Tioga. So, like, If Hoppy, like, if you had just one thing to choose, are you going to go to a beer bar out of the barrel, or are you going to go to Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden? And I would say, okay, go to Tioga Sequoia, because that's...
Oh, so you're choosing the brewery.
Well, it's situational. It's like...
Situational, okay. All right.
Like, the out of the barrel is the best choice for, like, I want to get as many different kinds of things as possible.
Mm-hmm.
At different breweries as possible than beer bar. But if you're like, I need to see, like, I need to go to the Beckett. Like, if you're in Santa Rosa, you're not going to go to a beer bar. You want to go to Russian River.
Yes,
gotta go to the Russian River.
Who?
That's the best example.
Never heard of her.
You're in Santa Rosa. You have one place you can go to. Are you going to a beer bar with a ton of choices, or are you going to Russian River? A beer bar that has
stupid and go to a beer bar.
A beer bar that has Russian River.
River's up here. Oh yeah, I forgot.
I'll go to the beer bar. But I mean, I'm kind of giving you, that's kind of a messed up choice because you're like, well, Russian River is kind of special. But if you're going, it is
based on the situation. I see what you're saying.
It's situational, but like, yeah. A beer bar is going to...
Not every city has a Russian River.
Yeah.
So you might be better off at a beer bar.
Yeah. If I go to Reno, maybe I'm going to choose a beer bar. I'm just picking around. Boise. I don't know of any breweries in Boise. I don't know what the I assume Boise has plenty of good breweries. I don't know what they are. I know Spokane has Noli. But I don't know what Boise has, I should. You would think, there would be. I have zero. I don't even have a guess for what breweries in Boise. Sorry, Boise. I'm just. I don't hear anything.
Not picking on you. Just
It's not my fault. Start marketing to Fresno better.
It's your fault.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks everyone for calling in the show. Don't be a stranger. Here's where we find out if Nick used Untappd this week.
That's right. This is the moment everybody waits.
This is the moment. Like, all right, here we go.
He's going to do it this week.
If you don't want to follow Nick in live time, you just want to find out what he did on the show. Did Nick? Checking.
We have a new segment.
To Untappd. Did Nick do it?
This says I have 34 unrated beers, which sounds really high to me.
Wow, that does sound high. You're just like, nah, not rated. I'm the industry. That's an industry. That's the industry move, by the way, if you don't know, on Untappd, is to not rate it because you don't want to start any trouble with some other brewery that sees what you're doing on Untappd and like rating you like a 2.
I have a lot of wishlist beers.
Dang.
113 wishlist beers. Apparently, I've never.
Wow. What the hell?
Bothered to go back and.
But like.
Try and.
I always thought that if you put a beer on your wishlist on Untappd, if you have it and check it in, then it automatically removes it, but maybe not.
It probably does, which means there's 113 beers I've never bothered to try or check in.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of beers for you to actually acknowledge as a wish list.
Acknowledge exist. let's see. We're going back. Okay, there's that one. Okay, here we are. So, my first Untappd beer since the last show. doesn't seem right.
It's probably right.
It's probably right.
Untap is so untap is real. You can rely on untap. It's never wrong.
A Viva El Vocchio, which is the Spanish term for Volkswagen Vocchio. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what they say in the southern southern America. Part of Northern America. So this was a Red Bus Brewing. This was a Wazoo Corvette donation, but it's got a Volkswagen on the label, which I'm sure how I ended up with it. Pretty nice lager, you know, not decent beer. I'm impressed with Red Bus. I haven't had many before the Wazoo donations this round, so looking out for more of their beers. I did have a day boil from the Kitty Viti. That was a Red Stacy beer from her Newfoundland trip. Mm-hmm. I broke into my hoppy donations. So I had West Floridian, which was a Belgian quad from Infinite Ale Works. That was a good one.
Yeah, that one's sitting in there.
Yeah, waiting for you. It's staring you down.
Yeah,
it's got its eye on you.
I get desperate.
Hey, don't you want to drink me?
Not really.
Sunshine City from Green Bench.
Yeah.
Also a hoppy donation. Oh, you drank yours already?
Maybe.
Into the Dark Roast. This was an impressive Imperial Stout, coffee stout from Infinite Ale Works. Also a la hoppy. And then, so my weekend did have a situation. Went to my in-laws for a barbecue. They invited some friends from the Netherlands.
What? Real live Netherlandies?
Real live Netherlanders. It's a couple that my father-in-law met while he was touring Poland.
Oh, yes.
With the Mofo Party Band.
Mofo Party Band guitarists.
As if that's not impressive enough. So they come to the U.S. and vacation for 6 months out of the year.
Dang.
I know, like, that's life, right?
Go on vacation for 6 months.
Yeah, to the U.S. And they travel up and down the West Coast. And I think they made it as far east as New Mexico this time. They try to pick new places with national parks every time they come here. So I did not take any beer with me over there. I was relying on what my in-laws had available, and it was mostly Coors Light. Find some mango IPAs from Barrel House.
Oh, all right.
And I was like, I know they're not going to drink these, and they're just getting older by the minute.
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to help them out. And so
it's a favor. Theo, favor to them.
Yeah, so, or Theo or Teo. I can't remember how he pronounced it. Maybe it's Teo. He noticed I was drinking the IPA, and he's like, "Oh, you like the IPA?"
Oh, like, like the IPAs, huh? You American, you American son of a bitch,
American. So he's all, you know, the Untapped.
And I'm like, what?
I'm like, okay, is this
you know the is Untapped? He
mispronouncing something?
Like, yeah, is he, like, yeah. That's how I'd be like, there's no way he's referencing Untapped right now. He has to have, there's some other reference he's doing right now.
Yeah. I mean, I was totally a jackass. I'm like, no, because he's older. He's like 65, you know, 66, which is not old, but like older than a person I would thought that who knew about Untapped would be.
Yeah, there's so, like, no way, you know, this guy knows Untapped.
This is not right. And he's like, yes, the Untapped. And so he pulls it up on his phone. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah.
He did? Untapped. Oh, wow.
So he seriously comes to the U.S. And when he comes to California especially, he tries to find every IPA he can find. And he's pretty
good. He's been in America too long.
He's been up north in the Bay Area, so he finds a lot of cool IPAs up there. I'm looking at his list right now. He's had Mind Haze. He's had some beers from Common Block Brewing, which I've never been to.
I heard of that.
Hop Valley Brewing. These are all recent check-ins. He must be traveling right now. He found some original pattern, like not from out of the barrel. let's see. Beach Chalet, Presidio IPA. He's had Field Work. Yeah. He's had some Almanac. He's had some Humble Sea.
Oh.
So he's done a pretty good job for not knowing like what these buzzword breweries are. He's done a pretty good job of having a lot of good IPAs.
Well, he's just falling in tap properly.
Yeah. So his uniques are 992.
Ooh.
Which is, I was like, well, that's pretty impressive. And he's like, yeah. So, and then they saw my untapped and he's like, oh, 2,700. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, but it's available to me. You know, I'm not in the Netherlands for 6 months out of the year.
Dang.
And so we actually talked about, he's really close to Belgium. So we actually talked about some of the Belgian Trappist breweries for a minute. But he offered me, he's like, oh, if you like IPA, you got to try this. He offered me, this is where my story's going, by the way. He offered me the Deschutes Tropical Fresh IPA, which I had not had for some reason. I don't know where he found it, but he bought a 6-pack or maybe a 12-pack of that to drink at my in-laws while he stayed there for the week.
He's like, I'm going to need this.
Yeah, so he was drinking some Deschutes was his house beers for the week or weekend while he was there. Nice. And he shared one with me, and it was pretty nice.
Nice. Are you on tap friends with him now?
Yeah, we friended each other. And we've been toasting each other. Each other in the check-ins.
Isn't that adorable?
It's adorable. So new friend, new best friend.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah. That's what I would have said when he said, oh, do you have the untapped? And then I would have been like, did we just become best friends? Wow. To meet somebody in the wild that's also into untapped. That's pretty rough. It's pretty amazing these days.
Do you untapped?
Do you untapped? Oh, you untapped? Fuck yeah, I untapped.
Fuck yeah. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's right. That's how you say it. Fuck.
Fuck.
There's
my story.
Aesthetic 80.
So yes, in other words, yes, I used untapped this week.
All right. Rad_Stacy, if you want to check in on what she's been doing, if she checked anything in, I don't know. All right, well, screw it. Look her up.
This just in, speaking of Stone Brewing, the Enjoy by 4th of July edition is a tangerine pineapple IPA.
Oh. All right.
A fruitfully fresh double IPA. So there you go. Not only is Stone still around, they're still making Enjoy.
All right. Good for them.
Good for them. One more beer I'm not going to buy.
Yeah. So I had to basically... I had a week where I basically had to challenge myself to not buy beer, which would be really tough normally. Mm-hmm. But as I have beer podcast that listeners give us beer for,
yes.
I did the what to me is was mildly sacrilegious of. I always tried the beer that's donated to the show. I always try to save it for the show or the tailgate at least. But this week I had to break into some of the show, quote unquote, show beers during the week.
Yes.
Because, I mean, come on, man. Let me have a beer, for God's sakes. Skyway Hazy Double IPA from Green Bench Brewing donated to the show. Hobby Libations. I had that. Into the Dark Roast, the Infinite Ale Works Stout. I had Robbery Series Part 5 from Movement Brewing. That was an IPA. That was nice. Motorworks Mango Habanero IPA.
Oh, I haven't had that one yet.
Oh, yeah. A little spicy. It's nice beer, though.
Okay.
Not overly spicy, but you definitely know you're having a hot
beer.
Yeah, pepper IPA. Wazoo Corvette beer. Untold Prophecy from Slice Beer Company. An IPA.
Oh, dang. Nice.
And then Sunshine City IPA. A beer donated to the show by Hoppy Libations from Green Bench Brewing Company. And now you're caught up to my beer drinking. And I know you're glad. Like, oh, at least I got caught up with Mikey's. Cheers, 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 cheers. Have some cheers.
Me?
Yes.
Me?
I'm shocked.
Cheers to Theo and Mia. It was nice to meet them. I hope they had a safe, nice vacation around the U.S. and a safe trip back to the Netherlands. Cheers to I don't know if you are lucky enough to be friends with Janine on social media. You know she's gallivanting around Europe right now.
La-dee-da.
Yeah, so hopefully Colin's safely at home in the hot tub.
Just sitting there waiting for Janine to get home. I'll just sit in the hot tub. Yeah. Let me know when you're back.
I'll be here when you get back.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll be here. Cheers to Kelly... formerly known as Who's Craft. She lost her kitty last week. And, you know, it's always sad when you lose a pet.
Yeah.
And, cheers to Hoppy and for all the wonderful beers. Like you, I dipped into my, what should have probably been show donations. But there were so many, you know, I figured as long as we mentioned them on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's,
as I get mentioned.
Yeah, like this Pulp Friction is amazing. This is a actual show beer. But the Dark Roast, that was a really good one. I enjoyed that.
All good beers. I mean, Hoppy knows. Hoppy knows
quite the beer list.
Yeah, Hoppy knows. I still got a little bit left. I'm saving for Rad Stacy, so that Rad Stacy will give me the proper notes for what I'm trying to have, because they're out of my wheelhouse styles.
Like the Belgian quad you got coming up.
yeah, like what am I supposed to do with this? Like, what am I supposed to get other than banana?
I think you'll be impressed. It's low banana. It's low on the bananas.
Low on the bananas. Any other cheers, Nick?
That's my cheers.
Cheers to Steve Albini, engineer, famous musician / engineer who did Nevermind and also Fresno Band Sparkle Jet album. He passed away. So cheers to Steve for his prowess. Cheers to Golden Gods of the Perfect Boar. They give us money every month, so all the bills get paid because of their generosity. So thank you, Golden Gods. And if you're unfamiliar, Golden Gods do, besides giving, paying our bills and having that satisfaction, they also get the Hear the Tailgate, which is basically when we turn the mics on and are hanging out, figuring out what we're going to do for the show. You can hear that. You can also, I try to get the show out a little early for the Golden Gods. So usually, you know, we're here on Friday morning recording a new show, but the Golden Gods somehow can hear us late on the Thursday night instead of Friday morning. So, you know, go figure however that happens. But so there's, you know, there's bonuses for being a Golden God. It's not just giving us money. So cheers to all the Golden Gods that help us out so we don't have to worry about, you know, getting into debt to Podbean. Podbean's famous for just hunting you, tracking you down. If you don't want to owe Podbean money, trust me, believe me. Cheers,
the mafia.
Oh yeah, podcast mafia known as Podbean. And cheers to all the moms out there in our listenership, and then our moms that have to deal with, like, they raised, in my mom's case, raised a son that became a beer geek. No mom ever wants that. No mom, that's not any mom's goal, is to, like, raise a beer geek.
It wasn't on her wish list.
No, she's like, I hope he just appreciates good beer. That's all I want from my son. That's not, my mom didn't want that. That wasn't in her mind to do that, but, you know, that's what happened, and she has to just roll with it. So cheers. Cheers to the moms out there. Cheers to everybody that's momming, going around the country just momming everything. Cheers
to
you.
All the new podcast moms, too.
Yeah, podcast moms. Yeah, they're poor. There's just when they thought their son would go to college, instead he started a podcast that's on YouTube, and then and then Cheery Bear's like, that's not a podcast, it's a YouTube show, and he's like, oh shit, like, so he couldn't even do that right, couldn't even be a podcaster right. And then the mom's going like, oh my god, my son thinks he's a podcaster when he's really a YouTuber. It's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. So cheers to the moms out there. And cheers to you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We're only hanging out for you. So call in to the show and let us know. Check out the show notes for all the show links for all what we do. You want to do some more exploring. Cheers to the Dorktown Network podcasting. Been podcasting since before those podcasting, as referenced earlier.
Yeah, audio recordings.
Audio, been recording audio. I had those, there's these little kits that you can buy. I think it must be some sort of law that you can't buy them already made. But there's these little kits that you can buy, and you have to actually do the soldering and create these kits that'll... But you can make your own broadcasting frequency, and it's not very powerful. It only goes around like the sort of media block. But like that's what I used to do, is like broadcast on this little radio channel that would get like had like a four house listenership area. So if you're driving by my house tuning into my channel, you might hear it for about 10 seconds. So that's what I was doing before podcasting started. But anyway, now I'm just rambling about podcasting.
Dear How are you?
Yeah, there's no one listening anymore. It's all right. It's fine. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
It's a must.
Be safe, though.
Always.
Have fun.
Absolutely have fun.
Yeah. But before you start on that journey, all that journey, you gotta what? Mm-hmm.
Wish your mother happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
Oh, and then check your dates.